This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
I made a lot of mistakes in my career, but I gave my best to you. For 50 years, like many of you, I've given my heart and soul to our nation. And I've been blessed a million times in return for the support of the American people. I've either been too young to be in the Senate because I wasn't 30 yet, and too old to stay as president.
That was Joe Biden, who spoke really early this morning. If you were dedicated enough to say, you know, I got to hear this. I got to hear what the president has to say. And you wanted to be a part of it. And so you stayed. And then he finally started speaking. It was really quite something. Raphael Warnock is running for king, I think. That's pretty much what I have determined from last night, that Raphael Warnock, this was his moment in the sun, and he was going to take it and enjoy it. And make Joe Biden wait. But I'm also thinking, you know, Brad, you've been backstage before when things are going on. Yeah. Sometimes they're like, Raphael, you got to talk until we tell you to get off the stage.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you got to keep going. You got to keep going because we're not ready yet.
Take him to church and then take him again. And then AOC came on and she did her thing. Gosh, you guys, this is a struggle for me because there's a whole list of sound that is in front of me right now that I on any given day never play for you because you don't want to hear it. I mean, that's kind of my assumption is that this, Mark Reardon tweeted something last night and I replied to it. And I just said that this is the, in a 4-year span for someone like me, this is the hardest week to do my job because you're taking the fluff of everything that is what you're diametrically opposed to. And it's my responsibility to watch it. I should watch it. I should. I keep saying that to myself. You should do this, Andy. It's the right thing to do. But I don't want to. And I think this is very akin to what many of you all feel any day you tune into the news. You're like, it just makes me mad. I hear that from you all of the time. Andy, I like to listen to your show, but sometimes I gotta turn off the news because it just makes me mad. And when it makes you mad over and over again, You know, sure, you're going to turn on Y98 to just decompress a little bit and listen to some music. I get that. I understand that. And so I make a practice on this show. I try to bring in both sides. Of course, I'm conservative. Yes, that's the lean that this show has because that's who I am. And I'm not some sort of news reporter that's out there. And you know, I'm not required to give both sides of the story. I like to have both sides of the story. I like to have facts be part of what I bring to the table, and I can present facts and then I give you my take on it. Some might say my spin on it, whatever. But I tweeted back at Mark Rearin last night that I feel like in our world that this week should involve hazard pay because I am just becoming, I'm watching it and I'm going to grit my teeth. And then all of a sudden I realize I have a headache because my jaw pressure is, and I'm just like these people. They don't live in the same reality that I do. And they would look at me and say, Annie, you don't live in the same reality that we do. And, you know, it would be heard as a pejorative either way that it goes. That's how much of a choice election this is, where you're going to choose one side or the other. This is not a Venn diagram. These are just two circles. One over here, one over there. That's the choice that is ahead of us. And it's an important choice. Our YouTube poll for today is, are you watching the DNC convention? You've got three options. Yes, you're watching. No, but you're interested in highlights. Maybe from this show, maybe you're scrolling through Twitter and you're watching what people choose to serve up in your curated timeline on your social media of choice. Or no, you're not interested at all. Because, Brad, I'm looking here. I don't know if you needed to have therapy this morning, but I'm looking through all of these clips, and the first three are AOC, Hillary Clinton, and Kamala Harris.
Ooh. Yeah, it's kind of rough.
I watched Hillary's speech. I don't know what percentage of it I watched, but by the time I got positioned in a place, I also like take myself away from my family to do this at night. So it's even more frustrating. I think that's probably why it gets under my skin more, because I don't want to subject my kids to having to sit and watch this and sit and watch me get mad at it. I don't want them to have to deal with that. If they wanted to watch, if they came to me and they're like, what are you watching, Mom? Can I watch with you? The older two, I would say yes. The other ones, I'd be like, go watch Bluey.
Yeah.
It's the DNC week. Watch Bluey. Yeah. It'd probably turn them into like, oh, I like the blue team. No. I don't want to constantly put this stuff in front of them. They're children. I am more adamant about protecting childhood at this point in my life as a parent than I ever have been before. I think it's taken my son, he's 14, he's in high school now. He'll be 15 before the year is over. And I realize that his childhood is almost gone. If 14 isn't, it's still a child, yes. But, I mean, the boyish nature starts to slip away pretty rapidly at that age. And you just start to enter into being a very young man as opposed to an old boy. And I'm asking myself, as a parent, what's my responsibility in shielding them from the world, but also teaching them how to be who I want to raise them to be, who my husband and I passionately want to raise them to be in this world. You can't hide them from it, shield them from it, and then one day say good luck and then kick them out the nest and hope that they can acclimate. You can't do that. You have to be able to have discussions with them. You have to be able to answer questions like, Mom, why are they having an abortion truck outside of a political convention and what's a vasectomy? Good opportunity in my mind to explain the difference between abortion, which is the pill that they're handing out, and a vasectomy, which is birth control. Two very different things. Not equal. And oh, by the way, when the Affordable Care Act was passed, do you know that they included full coverage of tubal ligation surgery for women, which is a completely invasive surgery for women to keep them from having babies, but they didn't cover vasectomies for men? Why is that? You would think that, like, the super pro-feminist side that pushed the Affordable Care Act upon everybody would put the onus on men to finally step up and take responsibility for their actions. And, you know, you do the surgery this time. You do the hard physical, biological thing instead of women having to have a much more invasive surgery. Nope. They fully covered tubal ligations, and they do not, in the bill, fully cover vasectomies. Some states do. I think Illinois does. Your kid says, why? It's like we've got a food truck, we've got tacos, we've got cheeseburgers, and we've got abortions. When your kid sees that, it's a very interesting perspective to have, because when you've got to explain it to a child, you can't blow smoke, because kids will be like, what are you talking about? I don't understand that. Why do they need to have, who needs, first of all, explain an abortion to a 10-year-old? Explain it to them. Make it make sense to them in terms that a 10-year-old can understand, and then sit and think about what you've explained out loud and determine whether or not you feel like you're the person who's in a position of power that could stop that from happening to another baby. Especially if that 10-year-old child has had little siblings in their life who remembers what it was like when there was a baby inside of a tummy and everybody was happy about it. I mean, these are the tough conversations that, as a parent, you really have to determine, is this something I just shield for my children? And I just, you know, listen, the world is puppies, sunshine and rainbows for you for right now. Hold on to that as long as you can. And then one day you realize, no, I think I have to explain this to them. I spoke at the Hope Clinic at Granite City and brought my son out. He was a wallflower at the event, but, you know, abortion is a political term to people who have never stood in the shadow of a building where they perform the procedure. It's a political poker chip that you can play with and you can bet on and you can win on for sure. It's a good one to win on if politics is really what you're advocating for, and abortion is a helpful avenue to get to that victory. But when we were at the Hope Clinic and I was asked to speak there, I mean, in full disclosure, I was speaking to a crowd of, I don't know, maybe 50 people who are out there and crowded around. These are Bible-believing people who came out to pray and to be present and to, you know, pray over this clinic and you know, pray for the women who were there. Not just the babies, but pray for the women. And I'm speaking to this crowd of people. It's, you know, we didn't overwhelm Granite City at all, but there's people. If you were driving down the street, you would have gone, hey, what's going on over there? But when I was speaking at that event and my son was there, there was no way I couldn't deliver every single word that I was going to speak in that moment and not be speaking directly to him. Because abortion is such an important example of how politics swoops in, steals the message away from reality, and then we're all left playing tug of war over here when the real issue is still lonely and hiding over there. And whoever wins tug of war over, you know, far, far away from the issue doesn't win a victory for the person who's sitting lonely and scared and helpless and hopeless. It doesn't. We fight over these issues and we don't actually win victories for the people who they're supposed to help on either side. And when I was talking at that clinic, my message to everybody who was standing out there, I think that there's, you know, generally speaking, like, oh, Christians, you think you're better than everybody else. You're out there praying because you're so godly and everybody else is so terrible. That's a very I don't say this to be mean, but that's a very ignorant position and perspective to take on Christianity. And unfortunately, sometimes that ignorance comes from within communities that call themselves Christian. They believe that themselves, and it's a completely false understanding of what the issue is. But the idea that anybody standing on the outside, whether they're praying or they're not praying, they could be completely agnostic and go, you know, I don't think that what's going on in there is good. And I think that there are women in there that need help, and I'd like to help them. I'd like to provide them money or supplies or comfort or a hug or just my time. And it doesn't have to have anything to do with faith, but you'd like to be there for them because they're in that clinic because they've been made to believe that that's the only hope that they have is that they can end their problem there. And someone sold them that idea. Then they walk out and then they feel more helpless and hopeless than they ever have before. And then who helps them? All of these issues can be taken care of and cultivated to actually help people. And there is no politician that ever needs to step in to solve that problem. That clinic in Granite City, the abortion mecca in Fairview Heights, those are sitting there in non-election years. Those are sitting there with women who are going there and seeking that place out for some sort of resolve that they are going to leave not finding. And if there is a if there is a vacancy in their heart and in maybe their soul when they leave and it gets filled with anger, what ends up happening is political parties like the Democrat Party put an abortion truck outside the DNC to make sure that whatever motion you conjure when you see that, you just think it doesn't matter what the issue is. The Democrats are on my side. All this to say, I don't know that the Republicans are solving the issue either. In my mind, the Republicans, if you're a Republican, I mean, you call yourself whatever you want. I don't care how you vote. Like I said, you can go help these people in non-election years. You can go help them when there's no ballot that's going to save folks. There's no Supreme Court ruling that's going to absolve folks. You can go participate in these things beforehand. And then maybe when ballots come back around and you see the DNC pull up this abortion truck, you go, that's the most disgusting, reprehensible thing I can think of. And more people collectively look at that and judge it instead of celebrate it and maybe even worship it. The Democrat Party, everything that I've seen so far from this convention, is a collective hate fest for what America was, has been, and could be under the alternative. I don't know that the alternative has all of the answers, but I know that the people who support the other side, or the people who are looking at Hamas sympathizing individuals on the left who celebrate abortions in the same fashion that you can get like a roadside sandwich, there's no joy there. There's no happiness there. There's endless helplessness and hopelessness there. And the more they push that joy thing in our face, the more I believe that they are searching for it more than they're providing it. Come vote and tell us what you're doing with this convention. I'm curious to see you folks out there. How much are you investing your own time? Are you just coming here for the highlights? Are you not interested at all? Maybe you're watching it. Caroline Leavitt is going to be with us. She is the Trump 2024 National Press Secretary. She's going to be talking to us about what she has seen so far from the Democrats. And the question that I continue to ask is, what's the Republican solution? Tell me about the future. Because the past right now, the ticket over on the Democrat Party, that's four more years. We already know what they brought to the table. What are we going to get from a new, refreshed Donald Trump campaign should he win? Caroline Leavitt, when we come back. Don't go away. It's good to
be alive right about now. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
When I see trouble come by.
And this November, we will come together and declare with one voice, as one people, we are moving forward. With optimism, hope, and faith. So, guided by our love of country, knowing we all have so much more in common than what separates us, let us fight for the ideals we hold dear, and let us always remember, when we fight, we win. God bless you. God bless the United States of America.
I can do a whole show on how much gaslighting that one 39-second clip is, and I'm really, really interested in how long it took the Democrats to do that, like, first-grade cadence with the teacher when you decide it's time to go to the bathroom, so the teacher says one thing and the kids all say another. When we fight, we win. This is coming from the party that has been very, very, what's the appropriate way of saying, rear-end hurt over rhetoric. When we fight, we win. Yeah. Let's talk to the counter to the DNC. We're excited to have Caroline Leavitt on the show with us, Trump 2024's national press secretary. Caroline, a pleasure to have you here. You probably, like me, are suffering through this week of watching all of these ridiculous lies from the DNC. What did you think so far of what you've seen from the Democrats?
Hey, Annie, it's so great to be with you. Thank you so much. I think day one of the DNC really looked like watching an alternative reality. I mean, the Democrats talking about how Kamala Harris has stood up for working families her entire career. The working families at home that are watching are currently suffering from the worst inflation crisis we've had in a generation, and not one mention of the word inflation at the DNC last night. Imagine that. In fact, the speakers mentioned Trump 130 more times more than crime, than inflation and border combined. So this was not a night focused on the issues that matter to voters at home. There was a lot of, again, complimenting Kamala Harris for her record. It's a dangerously liberal record, and it just shows the Democrats are very much out of touch with where the American people are.
Yes, I completely agree with that. We're speaking with Caroline Leavitt, the Trump 2024 National Press Secretary. This remaking of Kamala Harris, she's gotten about a month's worth of rosy coverage trying to reinvent who she is. But she's been in the Oval Office, as she likes to brag about, the last person in the Oval Office with Joe Biden on all of the big decisions. Is this four more years of Joe Biden, or is it something different, maybe even worse?
It's 4 years of Joe Biden, but worse. Look, Kamala Harris, whether she wants to express it or not, is Joe Biden's co-pilot. She has 100% supported all of the policies that have been implemented over the last 4 years. She has repeatedly praised Bidenomics. She's on the record saying she's very proud of Bidenomics. Well, Bidenomics is ripping off working families, again, who are struggling to pay for their mortgages that have increased by 50%, struggling to pay for groceries and gasoline that have gone through the roof because of Kamala Harris and Joe Biden's policies. Kamala Harris was named the border czar. She's trying to run from that title, but she can't. It's the truth. And she has overseen the worst border immigration crisis in our nation's history. And so she supported all Biden's policies, but then she will take it a step further. We've already seen her roll out some of her economic proposals, a communist plan to control prices, cap prices. Kamala Harris wants the government to tell grocery stores in Michigan how much they should price their pickle jars. I mean, it sounds absurd, but it's true. And Kamala Harris also yesterday expressed support for a 28% corporate tax rate. That is higher than communist China. It would be devastating to the Rust Belt, devastating to our manufacturing industry. All those jobs will kiss the United States goodbye and go overseas to find cheap foreign labor. Her plan would be an economic disaster, even worse than what we faced over the last 4 years.
The Trump 2024 National Press Secretary, Caroline Leavitt, with us right now. It's very easy for people who are right-leaning, moderate to right conservatives to look at what the Democrats are offering and shake their heads and say it'd be a disaster. But a lot of people do want to know, what is Donald Trump going to do with 4 more years in the Oval Office, maybe differently than he did the first time, or double down on what he did the first time? What would we have to look forward to in a Trump presidency?
Well, first of all, we'll have to look forward to what we experienced in his first term, which is $1.50 gasoline. Doesn't that sound nice? Which,
yes,
is 1.4% inflation. That's what the inflation rate was when President Trump left office and Joe Biden and Kamala Harris took over. When he left office, we had a record low number of illegal border crossings. Our border was safe. It was secure. We didn't talk about the border. We didn't talk about inflation when President Trump was in office because they just weren't issues that the American people were facing. There was peace and stability in the Middle East. And that's what we'll have to look forward to, in addition to so many new policy proposals that President Trump has been thinking about now for the past 4 years, watching the destruction and the chaos that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have created. For instance, President Trump has a fantastic plan. It's on his website. I'd encourage your audience to look it up, to reduce the homelessness crisis in this country and to stop the fentanyl crisis. You know, you look at neighborhoods like Kensington and Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, where our fellow Americans are literally laying out in the streets, drugged out like lifeless zombies. Mm-hmm. President Trump has a real plan to clean up these streets, to get those people into immediate treatment centers and or with law enforcement, if that's necessary, if they're being a danger to themselves or to society. The Biden administration is currently ignoring that issue. They're giving a lot of money overseas while ignoring the problems here at home. President Trump's going to reprioritize Americans and put them first.
Yeah, Caroline, that is such an important issue to be talking about, this drug crisis, the fentanyl crisis that we're experiencing in America. I drive downtown St. Louis every day, just did it to come to the studios here today. And every single day, I'm seeing people strung out on the streets and one of the main thoroughfares in downtown St. Louis. And, you know, here locally, we don't have an effort to actually enforce and prosecute crimes. And we see that repeated across the entire country. We're supposed to listen to the case be made that Kamala Harris is the law and order candidate. And then they just say that she simply served as the attorney general and a DA and so forth. And that's supposed to be evidence enough that she cares about law enforcement. Is that what her record shows in those times that she served in those offices?
Absolutely not. Kamala Harris' records proves that she is anti-police and she is weak on crime. Kamala Harris cheered on the defund the police movement. Kamala Harris called for redirecting resources away from law enforcement agencies across the country. That includes local law enforcement agencies, by the way, who are already strapped for cash and who don't have any help from the federal government under the Harris-Biden administration because they have tied their hands. I've spoken to so many local law enforcement officers while on the campaign trail with President Trump who have told me personally that they encounter illegal immigrants in their communities all the time. but they can't do anything about it. They call these folks into ICE. ICE never comes to pick them up because ICE is not empowered to do so, and they, too, are lacking the resources. So Kamala Harris wants to redirect resources away from these law enforcement agencies who are doing their best but already don't have enough help. Kamala Harris fundraised for violent rioters like the ones we saw in Minneapolis, Minnesota, where Governor Tim Walz refused to also demand law and order, allowed his city to burn. And rather than punish those people for looting innocent businesses and killing innocent Americans, they let them out free. And then Kamala Harris fundraised for their bail. She supports eliminating cash bail. She supports sanctuary cities. She is anti-law enforcement. She is pro-criminal, pro-illegal immigrant. And I don't say that lightly. It's sad to say that about someone who's running to be president of the United States, but it's true, and her record proves it.
We're speaking with Caroline Levitt. She's the Trump 2024 National Press Secretary. I'm not sure if you were able to see that conversation. I believe her name was Monet. We played some of her sound yesterday with her interview with Lawrence Jones on Fox and Friends. And it was devastating. I have four kids myself, and listening to her talk about losing a child, I think she was from Chicago, and just like how hopeless it is in these neighborhoods where the same people come around and ask for the vote predictably at election time, and then they don't get anything out of them. Donald Trump replied on True Social, and he was talking about doing something for these people. Now, I remind you, we're in St. Louis, and we're in a red state here, but this is a very blue city, and there are people who are forgotten here, who are just left to be in these crime-ridden places run by Democrats, and it is incredibly hopeless. What does a Trump presidency have for those people?
Well, we understand that Americans feel hopeless in their own communities. President Trump understands that, and that's why he's running again. Look, this is a man who doesn't have to be doing this, by the way. He's been persecuted more than any candidate in history. They are literally trying to take away his freedom, imprisoning him. They have tried to take away his life. He just survived an assassination attempt. He doesn't have to be in this political arena, but it's for the people that you just described that he is in the political arena. He loves the forgotten men and women of this country who feel forgotten again by the political class, by the Biden-Harris administration. And President Trump is once again going to put their voices at the forefront. He is going to stop this lunacy of putting illegal immigrants ahead of American citizens. You know, we have minority communities in this country who are struggling to get by, moms who have to take second jobs just to afford baby formula and diapers, while can't afford the mortgages on their homes, but they're watching in their own cities as illegal immigrants are given free housing, are given stipends, prepaid debit cards for food, are taking up the children in these communities, their school gymnasiums, to sleep on the floor. I mean, what kind of country are we living in? President Trump is going to put the American people first. He's going to start doing that by ending the Biden-Harris border invasion on day one and launching the largest mass deportation operation in American history. He's also going to bring down the cost of living in this country, cut taxes. You know his new proposal to end taxes on tips for service workers. He wants to put more money back into the pockets of Americans. That's how we're going to empower our fellow citizens, reignite our economy, and also improve our national security. The world is laughing at us right now because they see that we have leaders who don't care about their own citizens. President Trump's going to ensure that ends very quickly and put America first again.
Caroline Levitt, I got one last question for you, and it goes to what you were just speaking about right now, about how Donald Trump doesn't need to do this. I watched as much of last night's speeches as I could muster, and a repeat theme specifically from Hillary Clinton, Kamala Harris, Joe Biden himself. They all say that all Donald Trump is doing is something for Donald Trump, that this is all about him. He doesn't love his country. He loves himself, and he is self-serving, and that's why he wants four more years. I assume that you know him a little more personally than the rest of us do, and I'd be curious about your personal anecdotal thoughts on when you hear the Democrats try to paint him as a self-serving individual who's doing all of this to serve himself in the end.
It's couldn't be further from the truth. President Trump, it was one of the most rich and famous, powerful men in the country before choosing to step into the political arena. He didn't do it for money. He didn't do it for fame. He had all of that. He does not need to be doing this. He's doing it because he truly loves this country so much, And I see that every day working for him. I've seen it when he takes time out of his busy schedule to pick up the phone and to call the mothers and the fathers of grieving mothers and fathers who have lost their children at the hands of illegal immigrants in this country. When he cancels political meetings to take lunch with these mothers who ask to sit down with him. I've seen him do that when he consoles Gold Star families and has a 4.5 hour long dinner with Gold Star families when he was only scheduled for a couple of hours. This is a man who truly cares about the people, and that's why he's doing it. Believe me, I've been to Mar-a-Lago. I've been to his country club in Bedminster. They are beautiful places. He could be out there golfing every day, enjoying the life that he's worked very hard to build for himself and his family, but he's giving all that up and risking it all. I mean, they have come after his business. They've come after his children, his wife. The attacks are endless on this man, but every time he's attacked, he punches back 10 times harder, and it's truly inspiring to witness firsthand. And that's why I think he deserves the votes of the American public. He's not beholden to anyone else but the people, and that's why he's running.
He needs to keep telling that message about what happens in the future with a Trump presidency once again, because it is such a positive message, and people need to hear it. And we appreciate you sharing it with us here on our show today. Caroline, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you so much, Annie. Take care.
Yep, you as well. The Trump 2024 National Press Secretary, Caroline Leavitt. Great to have her on the show. DonaldJTrump.com. If you want to check out more about what she's discussing, if any of this sounds new to you or you want to check her notes or check my notes, whatever, DonaldJTrump.com. We're going to take a quick break. Wiggins America, when we come back, it's going to update us old people on Gen Z trends. And I think that the question that I saw in the chat that we have going is like, are you following any of these Gen Z trends? I pretty much can probably say no, but we'll verify, trust but verify, with Wiggins America when we come back. Don't go away.
Who do we appreciate? Put some sugar in my water.
Wiggins! Oh! Wiggins!
I like songs that start by introducing the concept of what the vernacular they're using and
it's
then
like
defining it.
Every good junior high paper.
Yeah.
The definition.
Yeah.
A scrub is a guy
who can't get no love. Also known as a busta.
Who thinks he's fly.
Oh, yeah, that too. So just in case you were introduced to this song recently, I want to define some parameters for you.
Was there a time in your life where one might have considered you to be a scrub?
Come on. You think that
including right now.
You think I would hang out the side of a limo trying to get some attention from females?
Hanging out the side of your best friend's ride?
Yes, I do.
Trying to holler at her?
You've literally said there was no woman that you thought was out of your reach in high school.
No, but that means that I wasn't trying to get their attention. I was assuming that they were paying attention to me already. You know that's true. I thought I was a big man on campus.
He placed himself directly in the center of that universe.
G-Wibbs says that Wiggins is pretty fly for a white guy, so maybe there are multiple applications here.
Thank you, G-Wibbs. Thank you to all of you who are commenting about how I'm right all the time.
Friday's poll? Has Ryan Wiggins ever been a scrub?
but
if that's the poll, you know I ran out of ideas.
But you have to define a scrub in the poll. You know, it has to be.
It's a guy who thinks he's fly.
Guy who thinks he's fly,
he's also
known as a busta. Yeah, is Wiggins
always
think
thinking
fly?
About what he wants? This is you. You were a scrub, but
no.
Like a lovable one.
Yeah, I'm not a scrub. I'm not a scrub. Nobody wants no scrubs. Therefore, I'm not one. Because if people wanted scrubs, maybe I would become one.
That's like an F in geometry proofs.
This is Wiggins America, not whatever we're doing right now.
The Annie Fry Show?
Yeah. And this is Gen Z trends that I have been looking up because I am hip and I follow these things.
No. Total scrub. Total scrub.
Gonna see if you've been doing any things or if you've even heard of them.
I'm gonna create a PowerPoint why you were a scrub.
Please do not.
I'll do it right now.
Because that would be embarrassing for me as a person who does not like attention. The first one is Gen Z's latest weight loss hack called tadpole water.
Oh gosh.
No. Sounds good already, doesn't it?
Wait, are we supposed to respond?
You're supposed to respond whether you've either heard of this, whether you would like to do it,
so
or whether you have done it.
It's not like, is this something you're doing? We're just trying to find out if we've ever heard of it.
Possibly. Yeah, there's several options here,
this
several tiers you can come in on. The first is tadpole water, armed with a bottle of warm water, a couple of tablespoons of chia seeds, and a squeeze of fresh lemon. Gen Z is out to lose weight. And they say that it actually does work because chia seeds.
Can you
tell
me that recipe one more time?
Yeah. chia seeds, hot water, and fresh lemon. I'm not really sure.
Does it just make you barf?
I think what it does is it's just water, so it's not adding any calories. Chia seeds do the same thing. And apparently chia seeds are really healthy for you because they clean you out. And so people are eating them because they make you feel full.
So it's Ex-Lax.
They clean you out. And
will you try this?
No, it sounds terrible. If it sounded delicious and it helped you, I would do it.
You know what? Hot lemon water?
Hot lemon water is basically tea.
Is it?
Sure.
Hot lemon water sounds gross to me. Tea has a taste. Lemon is just lemon and water. But I guess you guys
lemonade
have not. Yeah, well, terrible. If you have, you have to add sugar to have lemonade, and this has none
sugar
of
water.
That. Tadpole water because it looks like tadpoles in the water with these chia seeds. Something you'd be interested in?
Sugar.
No.
Okay, next one. Gen Z workers think being 5 to 10 minutes late is on time.
Yeah, I bet they do.
According to a survey, almost half of Gen Zers between 16 and 26, roughly is the age group there, believe that being between 5 and 10 minutes late is the same as being on time.
It's obnoxious.
I agree. And I sometimes am the person who does push this. I don't really ever get anywhere early. I get places like right on time or within 5 minutes.
I always try to get places 15 to 20 minutes early and sit in the parking lot until it's appropriate to go inside.
Wow, that's a lot of planning. I like to not use, if it involves using somebody else's time, I will be much more thoughtful about it. But if it's just my own
always
time.
Always talking about what he wants and just sits on his broke rear.
Don't be crass.
Is broke assets.
Next one. Is Generation Z done with Disney? Annie, Brad, the demographics of Disney's D23 fan conference put a spotlight on a question that has been simmering on message boards and social media videos everywhere. Is Gen Z simply less excited about Disney products than previous generations?
Well, yeah, because Disney freaking sucks and doesn't put out good stuff.
Not putting out anything interesting these days.
The golden years of Disney are supposed to be the 90s.
Oh, really?
Like, that's that is the, like, Disney renaissance. And the movies that bring people back into Disney, the nostalgia. I mean, it's like when you start seeing Etch-a-Sketches as, like, the key Christmas gift. The people who are buying gifts played with Etch-a-Sketches when they're kids, which is why they buy the gift, because they're like, oh, I love this 30 years ago. You're going to love it now. And then the kid's like, I'd like an iPad. the nostalgia that exists for millennials specifically, because we grew up with things like The Lion King and Beauty and the Beast and Toy
Little
Story
Mermaid.
And the original Cars and Little Mermaid and all of those. It's gone because Disney's completely lost its way, and they don't make good movies anymore. And the best you get is a good sequel.
Well, The Acolyte was pretty good, right, Brad?
It's canceled.
No. No.
It got canceled, which is hilarious. Everything I know about The Acolyte, I know from Twitter and the show, which
me
is
too.
About three sentences.
Yeah, me too.
Like I know that there were
the witches conjuring up. Yes.
Making lesbian spirit babies. Or
yes.
Something.
Yeah. What are they called? Mitochondrians?
Midichlorians.
Midichlorians.
Nerd. You know that? Good
yes.
Grief.
Yeah. Well, Ryan and I had a whole conversation about this.
You shouldn't have admitted any of that.
That's
you should
right.
have just lied and been like, why
people,
would I know that?
People know I like Star Wars.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I thought you had standards.
What's
I do. Be,
what's worse, being a scrub or a nerd?
What's worse?
Yeah.
Being a scrub.
Yeah. Oh, no, no, no.
Everybody's a nerd about something. You just got to find your nerds.
We talked about this too, and I was almost going to save it for an Ask Me Anything on Friday, but it's a good question. Is there anything that you are looking forward to the release? Like, is there anything that you're a big fan of right now? Brad and I couldn't come up with anything that we're looking forward to the release of a new band's record or movie or TV show. There's nothing in the media landscape that I'm like, oh yeah, big fan of that. Is there anything for you?
No.
Mm-mm.
Me either. And Marvel is not that long ago. I mean, there were some pretty good franchises, but I was never that into them.
The big movies that Disney is coming out with right now are all sequels. Moana 2, Inside Out 2 just came out. We went and saw that. That was good. I thought it was a good movie. They've announced Frozen 3 and 4, which is like a two-part sequel, whatever.
Didn't know that.
But, I mean, I can wait till it's out on streaming to watch with my kids. And if my kids don't want to watch it, I'm not going to see it.
Bit of a diversion here, but whatever happened to the live-action Snow White?
Oh, it's still happening.
Is it?
Yeah, they CGI'd in little people or something.
Yeah.
I mean, they've outwoked their woke
themselves.
Problem.
Yeah.
And they're so contorted in it. And there's like a bunch of little people who are like, can I please play a dwarf?
Yeah, right. Wouldn't you be like,
really
come on, just give me the part.
I have a particular set of skills.
Yeah. It's a very particular set of skills. Yeah. And you're like, maybe we'll make them CGI.
Yeah.
What?
You're doing a live action remake of Snow White? You're not casting me?
Yeah. It's like,
are you kidding?
It's the your big opportunity to shine, and there are seven opportunities.
Yeah. This is the best thing that's going to happen. Disney's doing it. This is terrible.
And you think of all the things that would star a white person in a Disney movie, it would be the woman whose skin was white as snow, but no. Can we get a Latina in here?
Right.
It's the closest
going,
to white
they're
we'll
going,
go.
Man, I hope Daily Wire buys Snow White.
They did make a Snow White.
They did.
No.
Brett Cooper.
Oh, yeah.
My gosh, this world that we're living in. The last
Ryan
one.
Ryan has the best ideas about 2 years after everybody else does.
Hey, Gen Z is big on buying stuff for their dog's birthdays. Just wanted to throw that out there.
This is where I get in trouble. I can't comment on this because there are people listening that do these things, and I'm not one of them.
Everybody does it.
To each their own.
But Gen Z is the biggest group
everybody does
on
what?
Doing it. Buying dogs their birthday presents.
Everybody does not.
Well, every age group has a lot of people that do this.
Like
but
a
Gen
representative?
Z, yes. Gen Z is the biggest. What are the biggest things that they are buying? Premium dog food and treats, clothes, and luxury grooming services.
Jeez.
And there you go. This song is stupid.
Don't be offended. Is it you taking it personally?
Now I am, because I'm not a scrub, but you said I was.
Let's talk to Jim Carafano and Andy McCarthy next.
Wiggins! Oh! Wiggins! I like songs that start by introducing the concept of what the vernacular they're using and
it's
then
like
defining it.
Every good junior high paper.
Yeah.
The definition.
Yeah.
A scrub is a guy
who can't get no love, also known as a busta.
Who thinks he's fly.
Oh, yeah, that too. So just in case you were introduced to this song recently, I want to define some parameters for you.
Was there a time in your life where one might have considered you to be a scrub?
Come on. You think that
including right now.
You think I would hang out the side of a limo trying to get some attention from females?
Hanging out the side of your best friend's ride?
Yes, I do.
Trying to holler at her?
You've literally said there was no woman that you thought was out of your reach in high school.
No, but that means that I wasn't trying to get their attention. I was assuming that they were paying attention to me already. You know that's true. I thought I was a big man on campus.
He placed himself directly in the center of that universe.
G-Wibbs right. Says that Wiggins is pretty fly for a white guy, so maybe there are multiple applications here.
Thank you, G-Wibbs. Thank you to all of you who are commenting about how I'm right all the time.
Friday's poll? Has Ryan Wiggins ever been a scrub?
and
if that's the poll, you know I ran out of ideas.
But you have to define a scrub in the poll. You know, it has to be...
It's a guy who thinks he's fly.
Guy who thinks he's fly,
he's also known as
a busta. Yeah, is Wiggins...
Always
think
thinking about what he wants. This is you! You were a scrub. But
no.
Like a lovable one.
Yeah, I'm not a scrub. I'm not a scrub. Nobody wants no scrubs. Therefore, I'm not one. Because if people wanted scrubs, maybe I would become one.
That's like an F in geometry proofs.
This is Wiggins America, not whatever we're doing right now.
The Annie Price Show?
Yeah. And this is Gen Z trends that I have been looking up because I am hip and I follow these things.
No. Total scrub. Total scrub.
Gonna see if you've been doing any things or if you've even heard of them.
I'm
the
gonna
first
create
one,
a PowerPoint why you were a scrub.
Please do not.
I'm gonna do it right now.
Because that would be embarrassing for me as a person who does not like attention. The first one is Gen Z's latest weight loss hack called tadpole water.
Oh gosh.
No. Sounds good already, doesn't it?
Wait, are we supposed to respond?
You're supposed to respond whether you've either heard of this, whether you would like to do it, or whether you have done it.
It's not like, is this something you're doing? We're just trying to find out if we've ever heard of it.
Possibly. Yeah, there's several options here,
this
several tiers you can come in on. The first is Tadpole water, armed with a bottle of warm water, a couple of tablespoons of chia seeds, and a squeeze of fresh lemon. Gen Z is out to lose weight. They say that it actually does work because chia seeds...
Can you tell me that recipe one more time?
Yeah. chia seeds, hot water, and fresh lemon. I'm
does
not really sure.
Does this make you barf?
I think what it does is it's just water, so it's not adding any calories. Chia seeds do the same thing. And apparently chia seeds are really healthy for you because they clean you out. And so people are eating them because they make you feel full.
So it's Ex-Lax.
They clean you out. And
will you try this?
No, it sounds terrible. If it sounded delicious and it helped you, I would do it.
You know what? Hot lemon water?
Hot lemon water is basically tea.
Is it?
Sure.
Hot lemon water sounds gross to me. Tea has a taste. Lemon is just lemon and water. But I guess you guys
lemonade
have not. Yeah, well, terrible. If you have you have to add sugar to have lemonade, and this has none
sugar
of
water.
That. Tadpole water because it looks like tadpoles in the water with these chia seeds. Something you'd be interested in?
Sugar. No.
Okay, next one. Gen Z workers think being 5 to 10 minutes late is on time.
Yeah, I bet they do.
According to a survey, almost half of Gen Zers between 16 and 26, roughly is the age group there, believe that being between 5 and 10 minutes late is the same as being on time.
It's obnoxious.
I agree. And I sometimes am the person who does push this. I don't really ever get anywhere early. I get places like right on time or within 5 minutes.
I always try to get places 15 to 20 minutes early and sit in the parking lot until it's appropriate to go inside.
Wow, that's a lot of planning. I like to not use... If it involves using somebody else's time, I will be much more thoughtful about it. But if it's just my own
always
time...
Always talking about what he wants and just sits on his broke rear.
Don't be crass.
Is broke assets.
Next one. Is Generation Z done with Disney? Annie, Brad, the demographics of Disney's D23 fan conference put a spotlight on a question that has been simmering on message boards and social media videos everywhere. Is Gen Z simply less excited about Disney products than previous generations?
Well, yeah, because Disney freaking sucks and doesn't put out good stuff.
Not putting out anything interesting these days.
The golden years of Disney are supposed to be the 90s.
Oh, really?
Like, that's that is the, like, Disney renaissance. And the movies that bring people back into Disney, the nostalgia. I mean, it's like when you start seeing Etch-a-Sketches as, like, the key Christmas gift. The people who are buying gifts played with Etch-a-Sketches when they're kids, which is why they buy the gift, because they're like, oh, I love this 30 years ago. You're going to love it now. And then the kid's like, I like an iPad. I mean, the nostalgia that exists for millennials specifically, because we grew up with things like The Lion King and Beauty and the Beast and Toy
Little
Story
Mermaid.
And the original Cars and Little Mermaid and all of those. It's gone because Disney's completely lost its way, and they don't make good movies anymore. And the best you get is a good sequel.
Well, The Acolyte was pretty good, right, Brad?
It's canceled.
No.
It got canceled, which is hilarious. Everything I know about The Acolyte, I know from Twitter and the show, which
me
is
too.
About three sentences.
Yeah, me too.
Like I know that there were
the witches conjuring up, yes,
making lesbian spirit babies. Or
yes.
Something.
Yeah. What are they called? Mitochondrians?
Midichlorians.
Midichlorians.
Nerd. You know that? Good
yes.
Grief.
Yeah. Well, Ryan and I had a whole conversation about this.
You
we
shouldn't
did.
Have admitted any of that.
That's
you
right.
should have just lied and been like, why
people,
would I know that?
People know I like Star Wars.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I thought you had standards.
What's
I do.
What's worse, being a scrub or a nerd?
What's worse?
Yeah.
Being a scrub.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Everybody's a nerd about something. You just got to find your nerds.
We talked about this too, and I was almost going to save it for an Ask Me Anything on Friday, but it's a good question. Is there anything that you are looking forward to the release? Like, is there anything that you're a big fan of right now? Brad and I couldn't come up with anything that we're looking forward to the release of a new band's record or movie or TV show. There's nothing in the media landscape that I'm like, oh yeah, big fan of that. Is there anything for you?
No.
Mm-mm. Me either. And Marvel is not that long ago. I mean, there were some pretty good franchises, but I was never that into them.
The big movies that Disney is coming out with right now are all sequels. Moana 2, Inside Out 2 just came out. We once saw that. That was good. I thought it was a good movie. They've announced Frozen 3 and 4, which is like a two-part sequel, whatever.
Didn't know that.
But, I mean, I can wait till it's out on streaming to watch with my kids. And if my kids don't want to watch it, I'm not going to see it.
Bit of a diversion here, but whatever happened to the live-action Snow White?
Oh, it's still happening.
Is it?
Yeah, they CGI'd in little people or something.
Yeah.
They've outwoked their woke
themselves.
Problem.
Yeah.
And they're so contorted in it. And there's like a bunch of little people who are like, can I please play a dwarf?
Yeah, right. Wouldn't you be like, come
really
on, just give me the part.
I have a particular set of skills.
Yeah. It's a very particular set of skills. Yeah. And you're like, maybe we'll make them CGI.
Yeah.
What?
You're doing a live action remake of Snow White. You're not casting me?
Yeah. It's like,
are you kidding?
It's the your big opportunity to shine, and there are seven opportunities.
Yeah. This is the best thing that's going to happen.
Seven
oh,
of
no,
them.
Disney's doing it. This is terrible.
And you think of all the things that would star a white person in a Disney movie. It would be the woman whose skin was white as snow, but no. Can we get a Latina in here?
Right.
It's the closest
going,
to white we'll
they're
go.
Going, man, I hope Daily Wire buys Snow White.
They did make a Snow White.
They did.
No.
Brett Cooper.
Oh, yeah.
My gosh, this world that we're living in. The last
Ryan
one.
Ryan has the best ideas about 2 years after everybody else does.
Hey, Gen Z is big on buying stuff for their dog's birthdays. Just wanted to throw that out there.
This is where I get in trouble. I can't comment on this because there are people listening that do these things, and I'm not one of them.
Gen Z, everybody does it.
To each their own.
But Gen Z is the biggest group
everybody does
on
what?
Doing it. Buying dogs their birthday presents.
Everybody does not.
Well, every age group has a lot of people that do this.
Like
but Gen
a representative?
Z, yes. Gen Z is the biggest. What are the biggest things that they are buying? Premium dog food and treats, clothes, and luxury grooming services.
Jeez.
And there you go. This song is stupid.
Don't be offended. Is it you taking it personally?
Now I am, because I'm not a scrub, but you said I was.
Let's talk to Jim Carafano and Andy McCarthy next.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.